scheduled for 1:45 this afternoon with the Premier, the Tourism Small Business Minister Paul Papalia, and Bradley Woods from the Australian Hotels Association. Quite a bit of speculation was flying about as to what might be announced. A mate of mine who works for a brewery was in touch, hoping for some good news. Well, if there's any good news, it will arrive incrementally. The announcement was that all 70,000 West Australians who work in hospitality will be required to undergo special training to be equipped with a comprehensive understanding of COVID-19 hygiene requirements ahead of any businesses being allowed to reopen safely. I hope to be speaking to Bradley Woods from the Australian Hotels Association in a little while. But the Premier said the COVID-19 hygiene training and assessment will prepare the industries for a return to work.
This will allow for those people who work in hospitality, either employees or management, to undertake courses, to allow them to learn the very best in how to manage COVID, manage your own health, manage cleanliness and sanitation, and managing staff and others in this environment. So this is to provide confidence to venues and to customers when the time comes to reopen, so that we all know that the very safest of environments is in place in tourism and hospitality venues across the state. We expect that around 70,000 people will take up this course. It will be compulsory. If you're working in a venue like this, you will have to undertake this course in order to start work again. And it's all part of getting ourselves ready for restart. I know the first question will be, does this mean cafes and bars and restaurants are all about to reopen? No, it doesn't. We still have to accept medical and health advice in that regard. But we want to make sure that when they do reopen, that we have the best and safest and healthiest environment available, and that staff are protected and customers are protected as well. So that's what this is about. The course itself will be free for anyone who wants to undertake it, and it means that we're ready for a restart when that time comes. It's a when that time comes rather than an if.
When that time comes, I wonder, are you one of the 70,000 West Australians who have been working in hospitality or tourism and you're going to be asked to take this course? I'd love to hear from you about what the last few weeks have been like for you and how you receive this news. Does it feel like some good news? Bradley Woods is the head of the Australian Hotels Association here in WA. Bradley, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Jeff.
What's going to be taught in this course, Bradley?
Jeff, the course is targeted at, there's two elements of the course. The bulk of people doing it will be everyone in the hospitality industry who works in a human interfacing capacity, whether it's with guests or with customers or over the counter, but also those working in the kitchens. And the course is focused on providing hygiene, sanitation, social distancing and best practices in terms of hospitality hygiene in the COVID-19 environment, post-COVID-19 environment. It's not a food hygiene course. It's not a standard hygiene course. It's specifically been developed and written with COVID-19 as the focus area to ensure that venues and staff are well prepared for reopening when the time comes.
Now, if I work in a pub, what's the expectation of me? Is this an online course primarily?
It's an online course entirely.
Yeah.
The course has been developed by us. We've had about 15 years of providing online training to the hospitality industry. We understand how it's best delivered to our sector. We already have relationships with not only trainees but the businesses in the industry, so we're in a first-class position to communicate and to get the right people to undertake the training. It's free. It's online. It can be done 24/7, and it's available for the industry at no cost. So businesses will not be incurring any fees for doing the training, and nor will the staff.
Was this an initiative from the Hotels Association to say to government, if our people do this, if our premises are meticulously cleaned and our practices are as good as they can possibly be, will that give us a better chance of reopening sooner rather than later?
Yes, correct, Jeff. You hit the nail on the head. That's exactly part of the rationale. It was to ensure that we're in the best possible place to reopen when the signals are given by the National Cabinet and by the chief medical officers, the state medical officers, that we can reopen. We want to make sure that the public can be assured of the best possible practices in place that our staff's health and hygiene is protected and our customers' health and hygiene is best protected as well. We can't guarantee that COVID-19, no one can guarantee that COVID-19 is gone from the state or from the world which we live until there's such time as there's a cure or there's a solution from a medical perspective, but we can put in place best practice, and that's what we want to do.
How long will it take for an individual to complete this training?
Look, on average, about 45 minutes to an hour. It'll just depend on, how they... Everyone learns differently.
Yeah. Not a box-ticking exercise. There is an expectation that those who come back to work now have a much keener understanding of what's required in the new normal.
Absolutely, and there's five modules. Within each module, there are multiple sections, and each section has its own questions and answers. And all of the questions and answers, Jeff, it's quite a sophisticated algorithm that's been involved in. There's literally a database of hundreds and hundreds of different questions, and there are millions of tests that'll be. There's not one test that'll be the same. So the test that you get or the test that I get will be entirely different. There's no way someone can produce a checklist of these are all the right answers because everyone's test is going to look different.
That's interesting.
And so what we've created is a multiple choice exam online, but uses an algorithm that constantly rotates and changes it dynamically to every IP address. And it'll mean that people have to read through, they have to watch the videos, they have to engage in the training in different learning styles and engagements and ensure they pick up and understand. It's not tricky, it's not designed to throw people out, but it's designed to make sure they really understand best practice for them to protect themselves and to ensure that we've got really high standards within all of our venues so that when the trigger to reopen occurs, there is no impediments to reopening.
It's a really typical journalist question to say, when do you think that trigger is pulled, when even the asker of the question knows that no one knows the answer to that.
But no.
But do you have a sense that because we saw some relaxation on the weekend about our capacity to be together in spaces, that this is more encouraging probably than the last time I spoke to you just over a week ago?
This is really encouraging, Jeff. I think this is, from a hospitality and tourism perspective, this is the first of many steps towards reopening. I think the fact that the state government were keen to have this available and to start people training on this now is a sign that we're heading in the right direction. Whether that means venues are open in 4 weeks or 8 weeks or whatever it might be, we all don't know yet. It all comes down to the science of the transmission of the virus, and that's a question about the rate of transference and that effective rate of the community having the virus. And hopefully, we've got really good signs in WA and nationally. The earlier this nightmare is over, the better for everybody, and we can get back to normal life. But for the 50, 60,000 people working in tourism and hospitality that have lost their jobs or have had their hours substantially reduced, they're really keen. Now, look, we only launched the website this afternoon at 2 o'clock. We've had nearly 1,500 people already enrol in the course. We've had already 500 people assessed and certificates issued this afternoon. So it's already proven to be extremely positive and obviously people are keen to get back to work.
Just one question before you go. Kim has asked, do the cafes, et cetera, who are doing takeaways now, will they need to go back and do the COVID hygiene training course?
Once they're given the go-ahead to reopen for on-premise activity, that's the trigger for all businesses in hospitality to have all of their staff trained. So for just purely takeaway purposes now, no. But once businesses are given the go-ahead by government to reopen for on-premise activity, they'll have to make sure that they have the training in place for all of their staff then.
Will we never see sticky carpet in the front bar again?
You and I both know that's something of our childhood almost. You know, that's many years ago. The hose-out bar or the sticky carpet hopefully is gone for a while. But I think that what we will see is that much better hygiene practices, both in terms of encouraging of patrons and of staff, Look, and it's simple things. It's like having hand sanitizer available throughout a venue so that when people walk into the licensed premises, the first thing they're facing is, I'm going to have my hand sanitized. I've walked into this venue and I'm a customer, and that's great that that product or service is there. So I think if you've invested in the hand sanitization industry, you're going to have a lot of success for the next few years.
Bradley, thank you for talking to me.
You're welcome, Jeff.
He's the head of the Australian Hotels Association in WA.